I was visiting a food bank last Thursday, just the day after the budget, and you know, some really highly motivated volunteers and some social workers who called by to pick up some parcels. I've never seen them looking so despairing, really, at the scale of the task that they're now facing, and particularly gearing up to the summer holidays, knowing that many families trying to find that extra meal a day for the kids, particularly if they've got, you know, 2, 3, 4 kids, it's going to be really, really tough for them. And we know that kids are starting to lose weight over the holidays.
Is it over the 6 weeks then? It really has an impact.
It really has a measurable impact. And the last time I can recall this happening was during the general strike of the 1920s, when children actually lost weight. And kids are meant to be growing up, getting bigger, not losing weight. And I don't think we've had it for about almost 90 years, but it's beginning to happen again now.
People on the other side of the radio, as a presenter, I'm very aware of messages coming in from people just simply astonished that in 2015 we need food banks, Bishop, but you're seeing evidence that they're very much needed.
They are, and this isn't about families who are not working. And the thing, working tax credits, is they were meant to sort of help people to to survive and to thrive, even on sort of entry-level, lower-paid jobs. Reducing them, taking them away, simply means that families who are already working very, very hard, mum will be trying to find extra hours, but she may not be able to get those extra hours. She's probably already working fairly full-time, but in you know, relatively lower-skilled jobs.
So are you taking a political stance in this?
My stance is rooted in the Christian gospel. There's a very strong phrase that Jesus says, well, it's a popular saying that the kids suffer for their parents' mistakes. Jesus said it ain't going to be like that anymore. And so I'm committed to that, you know, whatever, you know, I don't think the parents are to blame, but even if they were, the children should not be the one who are made to suffer. It's not their fault that their mum or their dad can't get enough hours, can't get highly paid work enough to sustain them. They didn't ask to be brought into the world. They're here. There are children. We have a duty to them.
Yeah, although parents have a choice on where they spend what money they have.
They do, but the Archbishop of York coined a very important phrase earlier this year. He talked about hard-pressed families on poverty wages. These are not families that are frittering their money away. I think Nick Hewer did a report for the Daily Mirror. They went out. They couldn't find any families who were actually living comfortably, you know, on benefits as though, you know, work didn't matter. It's a myth. These people really do not exist in any statistically significant numbers.
So where do you stand then, Bishop David, in the light of what's happening at the moment? I mean, the budget last week, government policy to cut in-work benefits, Labour saying, and all over the papers this morning, saying they won't oppose it. What do you make of that?
Well, I've criticised the Labour Party as well. I mean, frankly, it surprises me. I thought the Labour Party had at its core values. I'm not a member of the Labour Party, but I thought it had at its core values support for the lower paid, for the hard pressed working men and women and their children in this country. The fact that it's not popular to support the poorer paid, the fact that it is popular to sort of deprecate them, that shouldn't be a reason for a political party simply caving in.